Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Contemporary Halacha. Hope everyone had an enjoyable and uplifting Tkufat HaChagim, holiday season. I wanted to discuss the issues of Ibn Ezer for a few reasons. First of all, I just like I find these topics fascinating and interesting. Also because there was a terrible, terrible case now in Israel that is called the modern Mishpat Shlomo, the modern King Solomon trial. Absolutely horrifying that, sorry? She gave birth today, yeah, and it calls the daughter Sophia. So the story is, it's a terrible story. It actually has more to do with next week's year, more than this week's year. But in a fertilization center, no, Mekaz Poliut in Israel, in one of the hospitals, so by accident, they put inside a woman, I'm using really simple terms, not the proper medical terms, but they put in a woman that had to have some kind of fertilization treatments, so they put the wrong egg inside of her. Meaning that Leia was supposed to get her own egg inside of her, her own fertilized egg, and instead they put someone else's. They don't know who this egg belongs to. They don't know. So they thought it was one family. And then the family started to fight. Who is the real mother? The one who was carrying the baby, or the one who was actually the owner of the egg? It turned out that those that they thought was the owner of the egg was not the owner of the egg. So now they're trying to locate the real parent. It's a really terrible, terrible story. So I thought this might be a good opening for me to discuss contemporary issues about fertilization and about Ibn Ezer topics. But today we're not going to discuss it. But actually next we're going to discuss this case in particular. Another reason why, because there is a very strong connection between Ibn Ezer, the third or fourth, depends how you look at it, the third part of Shulchan Aruch, and Sefer Bereishis. Mamish in the opening of Tur, Ibn Ezer, so the Tur brings in his Hakdama, why did he decide to call this part of Shulchan Aruch, the part of Shulchan Aruch that discusses marriage issues, yuchsin issues, divorce, ksuba, all these issues, why did he call it Ibn Ezer? Because he got the idea from the pasuk of last week's parsha of Avlotov Hirot Adam Levado, Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. And he explains it, why is it so important, this idea of this concept of Ezer Kenegdo. So says the Tur, as I brought it here in the beginning, he says that the connection between man and wife is special, not like other creatures, because all the other creatures were created in doubles, a man and a wife, a male and female. But here, the man was created, and from the man, the woman was created. So why was that so? Why was it so important for the man to be created alone, and then create the wife from the man? So says the Tur, ki letovat ha'adam, it's in the underlined parts, in the second paragraph, letovat ha'adam ulehanato hagdola asa et ze, she'elu nivra zachar ve'nekeva kish'ar abruim, hayta isha tzel adam ki nekevot ha'beva tzel ha'zachar, she'ena mekabelet shiltonot ha'zachar, ve'lo omedet atzol ha'shamsho, ach ze chotef mize ve'ze boet ve'ze, ve'ish le'ma'avaro yifne. If the man and wife were created separately, man on one hand, and wife on the other hand, so in that case, they won't have a connection. Each will go to a different direction. No one will respect each other. And because of that, it won't be good. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man. And from the man, he took out his tzela, his rib, whatever, a bone out of him, and created from himself the wife. And since they are created from the same body, so they are the same thing. So he said, Ezer kenegdo. So he says, I took, so his wife will be part of him, so he will care for her, and she will also care for him, and she will also be craving and wanting to be good to him, because she's part of his body, and he'll want to be good to her, because he will want to be good to her, and he will also be able, as he says, to control her, because it's part of her body. Okay, yes or no? I don't know if that happened. Or the opposite, maybe? I don't know. But Lemaisa, that's why it's so important to be connected, and that's why he called this part, the entire part of Shulchan Aruch that discusses the connection between man and wife as Ibn Ezer, because the wife, the woman, is the Ezer of the person, since she's created from him, so now she's part of him, and now they look out for each other. That's a nice idea, I think it's nice words of introduction. Sorry?
Evan.
Why is Evan? I don't know. I guess I skipped that part. It's in the three dots over there.
Oh,
Three dots. I'm kidding. It's a joke. The part I skipped. So over there, I guess that's right. The Evan is part of it. He does bring here a pasuk. Vayikrashmo Evan Ezer Lemor Adhen Azayin Hashem. He also says that this is also a sign. Hashem helped me so far. So may Hashem also help us from this point onwards. And Hashem, as He helped us in the past, will carry on, help us, and we will start learning the topics of Evan Ezer. Part of the topics of Evan Ezer that come up in Sefer Bereishis. So, last week's parasha, the first mitzvah of the Torah, as we all know, is Peru Uvu. That's the first mitzvah. And I wanted to bring a basic chakira, a bit of the lumdis of the mitzvah. And from that point, we could actually learn a lot about modern cases of IVF and IUI. Do you know what IVF and IUI are? I'll just say it. I wrote it down how to say it properly in English. So IUI is intrauterine insemination. All right? Are there any doctors here? Intrauterine insemination, meaning taking the sperm of the husband and putting it inside, mechanically, inside the woman, and not going naturally, k'derech kol ha'aretz. And there's also IVF, which is in vitro fertilization. That here the conception is outside. In a lab, there's a doctor, professor, whatever, and he takes the egg, he takes the sperm, and puts it together, and then he puts it back in. And that was the terrible thing that happened in Israel this week, and they put it back in the wrong woman. It was terrible. Yes, terrible, terrible story. Yeah, terrible, yeah. And she gave birth today. It's a big dispute. So very interesting. All of these cases actually emerge from the fundamentals of the sugya of Pliya Uvia. So I want to display for you the basic and fundamental chakira of the mitzvah Pulvu. Is the mitzvah Pulvu the Maiseh of being together, husband and wife, and bringing children, or is it in the Teitzo? So there is a famous kashya that is raised by the Shagas Aryeh, a contradiction between sources 1 and 2. And this is not yet about Pri Uvia, source number 1, but we'll see how it actually comes together. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in source number 1, a person that was kfa'o ve'achal matzah, he was forced to eat matzah. He was forced to eat matzah. The Gemara says, yetzah. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, kfa'o? What actually happened to him, this person? How is he actually forced to eat matzah? What does it mean, kfa'o? So the Gemara says, ilem kfa'o shed. Maybe you're saying to me that demons controlled him and he became a bit crazy for a few moments. That cannot be that he's yotze the mitzvah of eating matzah. Why? V'atanya, itim chalim v'itim shote, kshu chalim hareu kipkech achol dvarav. Kshu shote, hareu kishote achol dvarav. A person that sometimes he is, I won't say normal, he is healthy, his mind, he has a clear mind, so when he has a clear mind, he is a pikeach al chodaval, he's a bar chiyuva, he's a person with a clear mind, he's a bar das, he has a machshava, so in that case when he does mitzvos, when he is a bar das, it is fine, but in times when he is a shoite, when he is a fool, he has some kind of mental problem. In that time, he is not yotze a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, if he was kfa oshed, if a demon controlled him and he lost his mind for a few moments, so in that case, he's a shoite. He did not fulfill the mitzvah. So how can you tell me a person that was kfa o v'achamatzatza? How can you say a person that was that mind a shoite? How is he yotze the mitzvah of matzah? So says the Gemara, no. The meaning of kfa o means kfa o palsim. Go. Forced him to eat matzah, and nevertheless, he's yotze the mitzvah. Okay, that is a pshat of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. However, what do we learn from this Gemara? A person that was not in a clear mind at the time, he wasn't a bar chiyuva, so he wasn't yotze de chova, a person that eats the matzah when he's not with a clear mind, he's a shoite at the time, so in that case, he's not yotze mitzvah matzah. Yeah?
What's the
forget about Kavana. He's not a Bardas at the time. He's not a Bardas. So that is the one. This, why is it when he was forced without the Kavana of Mitzvah, he's Yosef Matzah? The Gemara says because he enjoyed it. So it's more of a matzah sugya. Let's leave that aside. The pshat is, since he ate matzah, enjoyed it, he felt the taste, so this is enough of a Kavana. Kevan Shenene, he has a kavana. Okay, but what we learn from here, when he's not a bar chiyuva, when he's a shoite, and he ate the matzah, he's not yotzei dechovat mitzvah. Okay? However, the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, in source number 2, that a person, hayu lo banim bioto oved kochavim, v'nitgayer. Stephen, the non-Jew, he had plenty of children when he was a non-Jew, and then he was Megayer. Let's say he was Megayer with all the children. I don't want to get into all the explanations in the sugya. The entire family decided to go together to the Beis Din and become Jews, and from Stephen became Yisrael. So now, is he still obligated the mitzvah of Priya or Via? Does he still have to bring children to the world? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kiyem Priya or Via? He fulfilled the mitzvah of Priya or Via because he has children in the world. It's enough. Rishakish Amar, look at Priya or Via. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kiyem Priya or Via? Rabbi Yochanan says he fulfilled the mitzvah of Priya or Via because he has children in the world. His DNA is out there. He has children in the world. He fulfilled the mitzvah. But Rishakish says, no, look at Priya or Via. Why? Gersh is Gair, Kekotosh Nolodami. Since he got, he was Megayer, he's a new person and he has no connection to his previous family. Because of that, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Priya or Via. What is the halacha? Shulchan Aruch Paskins halacha lemaise. Evan Ezel, Siman Aleph, Seif Zayin, not brought here, but you can check me out. I checked it beforehand, so I'm not a genius. I looked beforehand. And the Shulchan Aruch says there that even though he was a non-Jew and he brought children to the world, and the entire family was Megayer, these are his children. He fulfilled the mitzvah of Priya or Via. So I think it's a machlokus there, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to get into it. Shechalok paskins when they are migayir. That's what he says there in Evidence of Siv Zayin. So asks the Shagasarye, he says, in that case, I don't understand. There seems to be a stira between source number one and source number two. In source number one, when a person was not a bar chiyuva, he was a shoite, he didn't have a clear mind, he ate then the matzah, and you're saying that he did not fulfill the mitzvah. But a non-Jew doesn't have a mitzvah priya or via. There's no mitzvah priya or via in Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He had no mitzvah priya or via. He wasn't a bar chiyuva. He brought children to the world when he was not a bar chiyuva. And now that he was migayer, how can he say to me that he fulfilled the mitzvah? He fulfilled the mitzvah when he was at the time a shoite, a person who wasn't a bar chiyuva. So how is it in source number one, we say when a person fulfills the mitzvah, when he's not a bar chiyuva, he does not fulfill the mitzvah, like eating matzah. Whereas in source number two, he is considered to be fulfilling the mitzvah, although he wasn't a bar chiyuva at the time. That's the question of the Shagas Arya, Astira. Is this clear, the question? Sorry? No.
Our
yeah.
It's not given to. They weren't.
Yeah, that's really a sugya, but the mitzvahs that were commanded before Matan Torah, and eventually, so it means that the mitzvahs were on hold until Matan Torah. But non-Jews are not. But non-Jews are not commanded mitzvah of Puruvu. Shev Yisrael Bnei Noach is Gimel Avot Chavurot, Ever Ben Achai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. No Priya or Via. No, what's the answer? There's the Titzah. Very well, Baruch Hashem. We have two tremendous Talmid Chachamim. However, only one of them passed the Smichas Chaber test this past week. And Baruch Hashem, you will also be the next person. Also you will pass the Smichas Chaber test. Just to be clear, he did not take the test. He wasn't even part of the program. It's not that I didn't take the test and didn't pass. Baruch Hashem, I'm sure that if he wants to do it, he can pass it like that. However, Reb Chaim did. So what you're saying, what actually the words of the Minchas Chinuch, he says it very long in source number three, but you know what, I'll just say Baal Peh as well. He says, he brings the Kashya, again, the steer between source number one and source number two. In source number one, we see a person who's not Bar Chiyuva, and fulfills then the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not fulfilled. A person who's a Shoyit, when he's a Matzah, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas in source number two, when a person is a Goy, and he brings children to the world, he does fulfill the mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch, I'll tell you why. Because these are two separate kinds of mitzvot. The mitzvah of eating matzah is a mitzvah in the maaseh. It's a mitzvah in the action of chewing and swallowing matzah. You have to eat matzah. At the time you did this maaseh, you were not a bar chiyuva, so in that case you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. Because when you did this action, you weren't a bar chiyuva. But he says the mitzvah prover, there's no mitzvah in the maaseh. There's no action. The entire action of puruvu is only a hechsher mitzvah. The purpose of the mitzvah is the toitzah, is the result, to actually have children in the world, a boy and a girl. That is the purpose of the mitzvah. So although at the time of the maaseh mitzvah, he wasn't a bar chiyuva, but now that he became a goy, immediately he has a check in the tayag mitzvot, because he has the result of having children in the world. So great, he fulfilled the mitzvah even without doing anything. So says, that's the chiluk. The mitzvah of eating matzah is the maisa, and the mitzvah pre-alviyah is the teitzo. You have to have the result, and the result is here right in front of you. And because of that, the person fulfills the mitzvah, although the time of the maisa mitzvah, he wasn't a bar chiyuva. That is the pshat of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch actually adds another thing in the last paragraph in source number 3. He says, v'zezan kabir hekshiti, this answers another kasha that I have. Delama etzad yichova. I just added here the parts that I missed. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Eben Ezel, Siman Aleph, Sif Vav, if a person had an usur sexual relations, meaning he was with an Eshet Ish, for example, and as a child, the child is what's called halachically a mamzer. This is, so he was created, he was conceived by an Isser, by a Biapsula. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says if a person brought into the world mamzerim, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Priya Uviyah. Says in Chas Chinuch, for many years they had his questions. How, lama etzadechova, ve'alo have mitzvah haba ba'avera? Because this child was conceived with an Isser. It had to be a person with an Eshet Ish, a person which he could not be together with, and nevertheless, he was together with her. This is an Avera. So his mitzvah was a mitzvah haba ba'avera. How could this possibly be that this person is fulfilling the mitzvah of priya uviyah when in the process he's actually doing an avera? Says the Minchas Chinuch, the answer is simple, because the mitzvah here is not the maaseh, but rather it is the teitzah. The concept of mitzvah baba avera is when you do the mitzvah you're doing in avera. For instance, I stole matzah. Every single second this matzah is yelling to me, take me back home, take me back home, take me back home. Have the mitzvah of the heishivis agzela. When I'm eating the matzah, I'm actually doing an avera because I'm not fulfilling the heishivis agzela. So because I went, when I stole the matzah, I'm not yose. But here, the mice is only a hechsher mitzvah. I need, so since it's only in the hechsher mitzvah, and the tzitzot of the mitzvah is fine, there's no problem of mitzvah baba evera. That's what he says. He says if a person, for instance, took the matzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and then he eats the matzah. So he says, there's no problem, because at the moment of the mitzvah, there is no avera. It has to be at the same time. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. So he says, because of this idea, that the mitzvah pil uviyah is in the toitzah, in the result, not in the ma'isa. So because of that, a person could fill the mitzvah with a mamzel, with a child that was conceived be'isul. You want to say something?
The two are not simultaneous, so obviously.
Exactly. So, Baruch Shekivanta. Also, Rav David Spiegel passed the Sirach Chavar test. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Next man, all of us are going to pass the Sirach Chavar test. Maybe even me, I don't know. We'll see. So, that is the approach of the Minchas Chinuch, saying that the mitzvah of Priya Uviyah is a mitzvah that, what's important here is the result, and not necessarily the ma'isa. Because of that, a person cannot be a bar chiyuva, and a person also could have a bias isru. There's no mitzvah about avera, because the purpose of the mitzvah is the purpose of the mitzvah, the result, the tzitzah of having children. Okay, that is the approach of the Minchas Chinuch. However, many achronim disagree with this idea of the Minchas Chinuch. In source number 4, Shut Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim. So he writes in his responsa, and he says, Gam Ikar HaSvara Lo Mitkabelet. I'm sorry, this svara doesn't make any sense. Deharei Leidat HaBanim V'Chayutam Lo Masur B'Yad Adam Klal. This is, having children is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot fully control this thing. Shizeh Udavar Nasa Memele B'Dei Shamayim V'Hadam Eino Yachol La'asot Bazeh Klum. You should know, every single child that you have is a miracle. It's all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not in your hands. What?
If I make money and I give stock, it's not permitted to give stock.
I have the power to go to the store, give the money, take a piece of matzah, and have mitzvah. This thing needs Siyad Shemaya. You cannot control yourself. Wow, that was fast. I think it does make sense. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That for sure is not.
Yet. Yeah, but you're right. Yeah.
So that's
You hear? Hear what I say? It's a very good taina. It's a very good taina. It's right. V'kitzad nomad v'adavar shein u'no se v'no chol asot zehu akim asa mitzvah. How can a person be obligated to do something? It's not in his hands. Many people want to have children. It's not so easy. It's not easy. U'vaday tzich omar, demay she'amra Torah v'tem p'ruvu, haynu sh'mitzvah l'adam l'asot ma'aseh she'bo de p'ruvu. U'v'maaseh mekayem mitzvah baro. He says it has to be that the mitzvah p'ruvu is to l'maise go and do your best and do a maise of p'ruvu. It's a mitzvah in the maaseh. He says, "Leidat habanim v'chayutam." Having children, having a boy and a girl, and having children that will actually be healthy. So that is not in your hands, and that is a shear in the mitzvah. How much do you have to eat the matzah? A kazayis. How much do you need to move the shake the lulav? That's why you have to do this, this, and that, and that. How much do you need to do the maaseh of prayer via until you have healthy children? That is the obligation of a person. The kolzman shonol do or chaschar shemetu adayin lo kima mitzvah. Person has to carry on doing it until the result is in front of us. So that's what he says. So he says the mitzvah is in the maisa and all the requirements to have a child, a boy and a girl, everything, that is the shear of the mitzvah, to carry on trying until you have this. Yeah. Okay, I also mentioned that the Rambam says you have to have a proper kavana when you fulfill the mitzvah. That you had a kavana to do the mitzvah priya uviyah. If it was a mitzvah only the result, who needs any kavana? Okay. Now it's just but he is a bit in trouble because Nechas Chinuch gave actually two very good riyas to his idea. He says first of all you have the stira in Rosh Hashanah and Yevamos regarding a person who was a shoite when he ate the matzah, and why is it in the case of goyim that converted for the mitzvah. At the time of the ma'aseh, there weren't barei chiyuva. How did they do the mitzvah? Says Rabbi Pesach Frank very simply. He says it's like a person who buys a house that already has a mezuzah. He says, it's not that I fulfill the mitzvah, I am putter from the mitzvah. I don't have even the obligation to do the mitzvah. When I buy a house, I find out, hey, there are mezuzahs here. So in that case, there is no mitzvah for me to do anything. If there wasn't any mezuzah, I had to put on mezuzahs. Now that I have mezuzahs, I don't have to do anything. The non-Jew that became a Jew with his children, has now children, it's not that he fulfilled the mitzvah. He didn't do a kiyum of the mitzvah. He's just not chayiv in the mitzvah. There's no obligation anymore once you have children. It's not that you fulfill the mitzvah. You did a ma'ase mitzvah. You just are putter from the mitzvah. That's what he says. Once you have children, you are putter. Micah. Why? That's also in the Gemara. Kiyam. Mm-hmm. So how does he say this? So the words here don't fit so well because he says, see in paragraph 3, in line 3, Av shelo kiyem, mitzvah tasech shepchar uviyah, shuv lo itchayev v'mitzvah zo. Delav yikyo mitzvah tala milta. Ela kol shemid before benu bat, av mitzvah, shuv lo chiyav to Torah. Right, the Lashon doesn't go very well. He tries to say that they fulfilled it, is lo chiyav to. So you're saying that the words of the Gemara doesn't fit so well. I hear. It's an interesting taina. And it says that will also explain the reason of the case of the mamzer. It could be that was a mitzvah baba avera. I did not fulfill the mitzvah. I'm no longer chayev in the mitzvah. I did an avera and I stole a mike, I don't know, and I put it up in my roof. So although there's a mitzvah baba avera, but lemaisa, the result of a mike in the house is here, so I'm no longer chayev. So he wants to explain both the case of the mamzer, why it is a mitzvah baba avera, and also the case of the stira, that is not that you fulfill the mitzvah, but now that you have actually these things in front of you, there's no longer a chiyuv. But there's no check in the Shemaim. You fulfill the mitzvah of Priya Uviyah. You're just not chayv the mitzvah of Priya Uviyah anymore. That is the pshat of the Hatzvi. And we're going to see that they have interesting nafkaminos with this. Sorry?
Why can't you say this Rabbi Frank saying according to Rish Lakish?
Because Allah is not like Rish Lakish. No, but halacha is that it's not like Rish Lakish. Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that he fulfilled the mitzvah. Yeah. Ebenezer Aleph Sivav. So he can't say a pshat, not according to halacha.
You're not
cleaving
the mitzvah, but he's doing it.
Who?
Isn't Rav Frank saying you're not
cleaving? No, he agrees that there's no longer an obligation for you to try to bring children to the world. By the way, not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says that when a person converts, he has to now try to bring more children. Sorry?
All I hear is Rish Lakish says, Loi Kayim Mitzvah Priya Uviyah.
Yeah, meaning that he has to now try to bring more children to the world. And also, of course, he wants to speak Lech Lemaisa, the Halsvi. So we have here our fundamental Chakira, and the Chlokes. What is the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah of Pi'alvia? Is it in the Maise of Pu'uvu, or is it in the Toitzah, in the result? Says in Chaschinuch, it is in the result, and says in Chaschinuch, it is in the Maise. And there's a fascinating afkamim between those two, Halach Lemaise, regarding Hazra Melachutit, regarding IUI and IVF. So a bit of a background to IUI and IVF. First of all, why do you even need this idea of IUI and IVF? Why are people doing this? So first of all, because if the husband isn't fertilized enough, so they have to do it separately and not in a natural way. Another reason is what's called Akarut Hilchatit. I don't know how to translate this properly. Halachic
barrenness,
akarut, which means that in certain times, the woman is ovulating, when she's actually in the time of Shivas and Nikim, meaning that the time that she can actually be pregnant is in the time when they cannot have a relationship, we can have relations. So in that case, it's a very unfortunate case, very, very terrible case. The post can say that maybe we could allow in that time to do the IUI or the IVF because they can't be together. So we're going to now, inject or put inside her, the husband's sperm in order to have a conception, right? Yes, it's very hard for me to all these medical terms in English. It's very hard. So that's another reason. And another thing that becomes more and more popular now in modern time and age is in the case of a penuya, a single lady that didn't manage to find a match, or she's not interested in finding a match, so she still wants to have children, so either she goes to a bank, or she has a donor, and she wants to be, inseminated? Okay, inseminated? What? Is that, yeah?
If she knows, I forgot to ask you this morning, if you know the donor,
yeah,
is that donor related to that child?
Of course. Of course he is.
So his children.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
But if you don't know the door, the kid can't marry anything.
It's a very big problem. That's why it's a very bad idea. Or on the other hand, to have from a goy, which is also not a great idea. But some say it might be better to have it through a goy, because a goy doesn't have any yichus. So in that case, it might be better, but we'll see if we have time to discuss that. So in the background of artificial insemination, so I brought it here from Wikipedia, the first recorded case of artificial insemination was John Hunter in 1790, who helped impregnate a linen draper's wife. Why is this detail so important? I have no idea. A linen draper's wife, she was inseminated by this person, John Hunter. The first reported case of artificial insemination by donor occurred in 1884, William H. Pankos, a professor in Philadelphia, took sperm from his best-looking student to inseminate an anesthetized woman. Please forget my English. I'm Israeli. Yeah, a woman without her knowledge. Terrible. The case was reported 25 years later in a medical journal. The sperm bank was developed in Iowa starting in the 1950s. And research conducted by University of Iowa Medical School researchers Jerome Sherman and Raymond Bunch. So terrible. The first case was without her knowing. Like she was married. He knew that she was having trouble. He did for his best looking student. And without her knowing, when she was sleeping, he did that. It's terrible. Okay. These things started 1790, 1884, but already from the time of the Gemara, we see sugyos that discuss these matters. And these sugyos, I'm sure that there are, this sugya, like many sugyos, when you read it, something you say, what are you talking about? This is crazy. This is not true. It cannot be. You know what? Don't laugh so quickly, because you had these crazy cases in the Gemara. You know what? Someday they are going to be halacha lemaisa. So listen to this case. So Ben Zuma asked a question: can a virgin be impregnated by a kohen gadol? Everyone asked, how could that possibly be? Talk to this subject. What is she? Not Jewish, that she's impregnated when she's still a virgin. How could this possibly be? So says the Gemara, how could it possibly be that she could still be a virgin? She wasn't with any relationship with any man, but nevertheless, she has a child from this Kohen Gadol. Chayshinan Shema Ba'ambati Ibra, that he was beforehand in a tub. For some reason, his sperm got out. And now, in the tub, there is a sperm. She's inside, and then she got pregnant from this tub. This, I'm sure the person read this. I thought that, I don't know, I mean, person that doesn't know science says, well, this is crazy, how can this make sense? We have this case. We have this case. It was called Hirayon Beambatya. There's no physical relationship, and nevertheless, she is impregnated. Okay? The poskim, way before 1790 and 1884, discuss halacha lemaise. If a person impregnates a woman in the bath, this kind of bath, right? That she's inside the bath, his sperm is out there, and then she got pregnant. Did he fulfill the mitzvah of priovia? Chakis v'chokek brings the suffix in source number 7. Yesh nistapek isha shenitabra beambatye im kiyem ha'av priovia ve'imikre bno. Did he fulfill the mitzvah of priovia? And is this child considered to be his son? Kuti Maharil says that the famous Ben Sira, I think there's a book Ben Sira, so the famous Ben Sira, haya bno shel Yirmiya sherachatz beambati, that Ben Sira was a child of Yirmiyahu, I think the prophet Yirmiyahu, if I'm mistaken, that bathed in this bath, and the woman was inside, the mother of Ben Sira was impregnated from whatever was inside that bath, and Ben Sira was born. Okay, Chagas Achokek brings a suffek. It sounds like, you know what, yes, I think this is, I think he does fulfill the mitzvah of Priya Uvia. Beis Shmuel says, without any question, in source number 8, this is for sure the person fulfilled the mitzvah of Priya Uvia. Yeah. Why? Yesh leviraya, says Bishmuel in source number 8. Because the Bach brings in Yore Deas, Van Kuf Tzvikei, something that we're going to learn B'zal Hashem, this coming semester of Smichas Chaver, Isha Muzeheret, She'al Tishkav Al Sadin, She'chav Alehem Ish Acher, Pen Titabe Mishich Vazer, Hashem Acher, Gzera She'isa Achoto Me'aviv. A woman should not lie on a bed that a different man was there beforehand, because maybe his sperm is there, she's lying in the bed, she'll become impregnated, and now she'll have the child, which is not her child, and this child maybe will marry his sister, yeah, the other daughter of this person. So we see that. So he says this is a clear raya. Although there was no maise of priyavia, there's no physical connection, but somehow she got the sperm, and somehow she became pregnant. She is, the child is considered to be the son of this father. Now we have this concern that this son can marry his sister, the daughter of the other father. Is the raya clear? Yeah. So nishma So according to both Chagas v'Chokek and Bishmuel, this Ambatya case, you fulfill the mitzvah of Pelvia. Yeah? We don't know. So we have a concern. Don't sleep there, because you know, chas v'shalom, it might happen that you might get pregnant, and now that child will marry the son, and you have a mzerim. That's a problem.
In the case
of Kohen Gadol,
you're saying that, this is the father.
So they're asking, what is the status of this child? Yeah?
How do you know
So I guess they intentionally fill a brand new bath with whatever, and they hope that it will happen. I don't know. But he's not. I don't know. I actually did not look too much into the sugya of Chagiga. What is actually the ramifications of this question? But we see here the concept that there could be a child of the Kohen Gadol. I guess whether the child is a kosher Kohen or not, that's what I guess. But is she still a
Besula?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I hear. Yeah. So that they gave birth, I don't know how. Okay, so that is Chagas v'Chokek and Bishmuel. However, the Taz on the spot says, "I saw the raya of the Chagas v'Chokek. I saw the raya of the Bach, and I disagree." See in the last two lines in source number 9, "Ein zeraya deshema lechumra amrinan lekula lo amrinan." It could be that in Yored Deas, not Kuf Tzedekei, don't lie at that bed because you might be impregnated. That is a chumra, but I won't say now kula. You fulfill the mitzvah by impregnated woman in the bath. It could be that thing. We won't say it is okay. Only the chumra, don't do that because it might bring mamzer into the world. But saying that you can check the for the mitzvah priya uvia, no. We won't say that. Bifrat b'mide detali b'kumase, especially that here you have a mitzvah to actively go and do priya uvia, and here you didn't actively go and do priya uvia. V'hi nitabra me'atzma, they know yotze b'zeh. So regarding this ambatia, there's a machlokas of poskim, the person fulfilled the mitzvah of priya uviya. According to Chagas Chokik and Mishmuel, maybe yes, but according to Taz, I think no. I think they did not. Why, says the Taz? Because there is no maisebiya. No, so what is their machlokas of the Taz and the Mishmuel? Very clearly. Is it Maiser or Toitzor? This is Machlokas of Minchas Chinuch and Haritzvin. And that's also what says Minchas Osher on Parshas Bereishis and Siman Aleph. He says their Machlokas is what is the nature of the mitzvah of Puhuvu? If the mitzvah is the Maisa, as the Taz thinks, as the Haritzvi thinks, so in that case, in the Ambatya, there is no Maisa. So in that case, you do not fulfill the mitzvah of Priya Uviya. However, if the mitzvah is in the Toitzor, and there's still having children, so although there is no Maisa at all, but in the end of the day, you're a sperm, God connected to an egg, and you brought children to the world, you fulfill the mitzvah of Priya Uviya. That is the understanding of the Nechas Usher in Chagas Chokek and Bishmuel. They hold it's the Taitza, Taz holds it's in the Maisa. Okay? So this thing, of course, could also relate to our discussion about IUI and IVF, right? This is clear why it is connected. Because in the case of IUI and IVF, so there is no, allegedly, Maisa, and because of that, you do not fulfill the mitzvah. If you hold that the mitzvah is in the Maisa, but if the mitzvah is in the result, although there is no Maisa bia in the time of the pregnancy, however, there still is the result, in that case you can fulfill the mitzvah of Priya Uviya. And this is also, of course, Machlokas Poskim, Shut Divrei Malkiel. Rabbi Malkiel Tzvi Tenenbaum lived between the years of 1847 till 1910. I'm not sure when he wrote this tshuva, but he was actually discussing IUI in specific, and he held a person should not do it. He should not do IUI. Why? So he gives a few reasons. He says, since it might not be considered his child, according to the Taz, so when you actually do this process, you're not doing, for the sake, you won't fulfill the mitzvah of Priya Uviya. If you won't fulfill the mitzvah of Priya Uviya, so what are you doing now? You're doing Moitzi Zerel Vatala. So he says all this Hishtadlus is a bad thing. It's Moitzi Zerel Vatala. There's no mitzvah. Because of that, don't do it. That's what the Divrei Malkiel says. He says, beyond that, he says, you're now taking Zera out Levatala, right? So now at this point, he says, you're now relying on the doctor to put it inside the woman, to impregnate the woman with your sperm. How can you rely on him? We saw in the Rashba, a person cannot say a bracha on the mitzvah when he cannot rely on a different person, right? The famous Rashba on the mitzvah of tzedakah. I don't say the bracha before giving tzedakah, because you know what? Maybe I might say the bracha, Ashlag Hashem Zaytzvanu al tzedakah, and then, the person says, you know what? I don't want it. And the bracha will be Levatala. The same thing will be here. You're also with the Zera. You're taking it out. You're not relying on the doctor. Maybe the doctor won't do anything with it. Maybe he will throw it away. You have no idea what he's going to do. So because of that, you cannot rely on him, and you should not do it. This is a very, very strict opinion of Divrei Malkiel. Of course, halacha b'ayis, we don't hold this way. But he says, לזאת בנידון דידן, נראה לניו דעתי, שאסור לעשות כן, ואין כדאי להתחכם ביותר, וישליחו יהבם על השם, אשר יזכה עוד אותם בזרע שקיימה, ובפרט של עבור עוד 10 שנים, ונסיין לנו כן פריה רוויה, כדרך בני אדם, ולא עדי התחכמות. So he says, I think that since we have here the concern that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, you might have here Zera Batala. In addition, you're relying on the doctor. How can you do an Isra relying on someone that you might do it or not do it? You cannot do it. Same reason we don't say a bracha on mitzvah tzedakah. So in that case, he says, halacha maisa, a person should not do it. That's the approach of the Divrei Malkiel. However, the majority of poskim, Moshe Feinstein, and many others, I particularly brought here the Har Tzvi. Why? Because the Har Tzvi himself, what did he hold? He held the mitzvah Priya Uviya was in the Maisa, right? In the action of Pru Uvu, as opposed to the Minchas Chinuch. Nevertheless, he holds, I would have expected him to say, so that case, in IUI or IVF, a person is not fulfilling the mitzvah, because there's no Maisa Biya, says the Har Tzvi, although this is my opinion, nevertheless, you do fulfill the mitzvah, even with IUI and IVF. And I'll explain why. He says, היה נראה לי, מהסקנד ליין סורס 12, היה נראה לי, לפי מה שכתב התז, דלא קיים פריה ורבייה, משום שלא עשה מעשה כלל בפועל, לשם קיום המצווה, וכן כתב שנשיא עיבץ, שאינו קיים מצווה פריה ורבייה, כשאינו עושה שום מעשה קיום המצווה, אבל בעזרה מלאכותית, כיוון דמוציזרה לשם כך, וגם מה שהרופא עושה, הזריקה יש עדון כשהוא כשלוחו, אין מקום לומר, שלא קיים פריה ורבייה. He says, I think you have to do a maise for priya uviya. He says, this is a maise, priya uviya. The case of the bathtub, it's random, because there's no maise intentionally to do this thing. It's random. But in our case, he says, a person is intentionally giving his sperm for the purpose of impregnating his wife. In that case, this is a maise. It's not an intimate way of being together, but nevertheless, this is a maise. His maise is actually of ishtailus to impregnate his wife. So in that case, even those who hold that the mitzvah of priya uviya is in the maise, this is a maise that you did the mitzvah. He also says that the doctor is your shaliach. There's a very interesting footnote in the moment. So he says he's your shaliach, and he says, you know what? There's also, of course, there's no problem of isur zera levatola at all. Why? Because he's not doing it for no good reason. It's not levatola. It's for a very good reason. In order to have children, it's the most important thing in the world. Yes, of course it is. It's good. Sharehu says that Hashem tikkun velo derech hashchata. So since it's for the sake of fixing and having something good, this is not hashchata. You're not ruining the zera. It's not levatola, and because of that, he says it is okay. That's the Har Tzvi. So again, so we had this chakira of Maisen, Tetzon, Michas Chinuch, and Har Tzvi. Then it carried on to the Chakira of Ambatia, but now back all the way to IUI, in artificial insemination. In that case, it will be fine, says Har Tzvi, because even though if I hold it's a Maisa, still there is your Maisa. You're doing a Maisa in order to bring your wife. It's not random like the cases above. Okay? By the way, he says that you can appoint the non-Jew to be your shaliach. How could the non-Jew, the doctor, be your shaliach to impregnate your wife using your sperm? So his grandson... What? Doctor the Jewish? Yeah, but Reuven cannot send Shimon to impregnate his wife in order to do the mitzvah of Reuven. So says his... It's not his grandson. It's the son-in-law of his son, Rabbi Yosef Cohen, the father of the current Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi David Cohen. And he says, wait a second, you're telling me that the doctor is your shaliach, but doctors not necessarily are Jewish, although, Baruch Hashem, majority of Jews are doctors. I know that's true as well. But if it's a non-Jew, so a non-Jew cannot be a shaliach. A non-Jew cannot be a shaliach for a Jew. So actually, he actually brings here this idea that there is, of course, a tetzua element, a result element in the mitzvah of priya uviya. And in the case you want the result, even a non-Jew can be your shaliach. He brings a raya that according to Sefer Poskim, you could ask a non-Jew to light for you Shabbos candles. A non-Jew is part of the mitzvahs. Nevertheless, since the tetzua, the result is important here, so it could help us here as well. Okay, that's Rabbi Yosef Cohen. No. So it's not that. I think it's beyond. Like handing the get, it's not only the get getting to her hands. It's also the maise nesina. The maise nesina is actually something which you need to go. You could maybe send the get to Montreal, and then the basin will have a different person to do that. But I know also certain things that also prefer not something with the non-Jew or with the male or things like that. Okay, so the maise. Does a person fulfill the mitzvah of PLVI with IVF or IUI? According to majority of poskim, the answer is yes. If the mitzvah is in the result, for sure. If the mitzvah is in the maisa, says Har Tzvi, nevertheless, of course he does, because he has a maisa here. Yes, Reuven. Ooh, very good question. So I did not bring it here. The poskim are pretty much against it. Pretty much against it, because his question was, if a person passes away, this actually happens unfortunately, happened also in Israel, I think the past summer, that a soldier died, and his parents, poor people wanted to take his sperm and get a child out of his sperm. So I don't remember what the court ruled. I think they didn't allow it. The post game allowed this idea of taking a sperm once a person is dead. So they're against this idea primarily because of two reasons. Reason number one, they think that you're not gaining anything out of it because he's not a bar chiyuva at all. A dead person is chofshim in a mitzvot. That's why we don't wear tzitzis near the cemetery, because we don't want to show them that we have mitzvot that they don't have mitzvot. And also, they say that there is a concern here of nivul hamet, that this is somehow disrespectful to the deceased. So I did not see someone who approves it halachically, but these are the reasons why it's not good. It's a terrific question, of course. Shkoyach. Okay, so there is, so I mentioned beforehand about doing IUI, even in the case that the husband is fertilized, but the wife is ovulating during the time of Nida. So in that case, do we do, or should we do, or could we do IUI or IVF? No, IUI when she is actually Nida, meaning that she's now in the middle of her Shiva Nikiyim time. She's still a Tmeya. Can we take his sperm and put it inside her when she's now Nida? Why is this a problem? Because there is this concept called Ben Hanida, according to the Zohar, and I don't know where else. A child who is a son that was impregnated when his mother was a Nida, so he will have terrible midos. He'll have terrible midos and characteristics, and it will be a big problem. I know for a fact that because of that, the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, I think he was one of the Yeshivot of Mir, so he was about tshuva, and it was hard for him to find a shidduch, although he was an amazing, amazing guy, because people said, hey, he's a Ben Anida. His parents are not religious, so it must be that he's a Ben Anida. I think they asked, someone, I don't remember who they asked, and they said that if he became about tshuva, although that he was in this world, this proves that he's not with the bad midos, that he is a good person. He still sees the light in Torah mitzvos, so he is a good person. So people are generally make of this. So is this a good idea to impregnate her when she's actually Nida? So actually, how it's Tzvi, back to Tzvi Yisrael Frank, my friend from Israel. So
with this, the concept of Nida would be only for the first, I mean, in our situation.
No, the fact that they were impregnated at the time.
But I'm saying her Nida time would be we take on ourselves the.
So we will distinguish it maybe a bit between the first 7 days and afterwards. Okay, as long as she was in the mikvah, it doesn't matter, because she still has the previous tumah.
Yeah.
So says the Har Tzvi. So he says. So I'll just say that because I think we're starting to run out of time. So says the Har Tzvi. And one, and I think, you know what? I think there's no problem because we said that a woman that is Nida should not lie in a bed of a different person because she might get impregnated and the child might marry his sister. So wait a second, you should say something else. If she gets impregnated, so in that case, the child will be Ben Hanida. So first of all, that's a big problem. Number two, he says, Ben Hanida is conceived is when they actually are together. There's a bias isra. Ben Nida is not because he was in the body of Anida, then he comes out, but rather it is because he was conceived by an Avera. The Avera turned him to have all these terrible midos and characteristics. That's the problem. So there was no bias. So that case, it is okay. However, Halsvi Lemaisa is Machmir. And he says, but on the other hand, Pirkei Yosef, the Chida, he says that a woman that is a Nida, see the last two lines in the second paragraph, Hatuma harovetzet al haisha, ba'et hazot nimshechet al havlad shenotzaraz, that this tuma that is on the woman when she is a Nida, it goes into the child. And this is not good. It causes him to be as panim. It gives him very bad midos, and he also might be a mitzora. So all these things together are not good things. So Maise, he concludes that maybe a person should be machmir, and he should not do the IUI and impregnate the woman with his sperm when she is Nida. That's what he says. So in that case, it's not a good solution, maybe, for what's called a karut hilchatit, that she halachically cannot be together, because the halacha is actually restraining her. However, Baruch Hashem, we have poskim that are makeup and Igros Moshe. says in source 14 that Reb Moshe Feinstein, he discusses it about a woman that, as he says, Ziluf Zera Habal Lemea, Kodem Shishlemu Zain Nikiim. So he says, since this is without any Tashmish Bia, all the reason that there is of not of what's called Ben Anida is because this child was conceived with an Aveira. This connection of the father and the mother was because of an Aveira, and because of that, the child turned out to be what he was. And as long as there is no Maisa, so it is fine. He brings that some poskim had this idea that in order to solve this problem, so as we all know, the first 7 days of the Nida of a woman is Deoraisa, and the following 7 days is, or how long it takes, it is only Derabanan. The Shem Nikim is only Derabanan. It's actually 5, whatever. But the first 7 days is actually Deoraisa, and the remaining is only Derabanan. So he says, some points he wanted to suggest, she should go to the mikvah after the 7 days. She will be Tohol from Nida Deoraisa, and then there won't be a problem of Ben Anida. They can't be together still because of the Nida Derabanan, because you guys have an extra 7 days, but at least she won't be Nida Deoraisa. That was the idea of the Minchas Yitzchak in source 15, that maybe she should go to the mikvah before those 7 days, and then the child will be only Ben Hanida Derabanan without any problem. He says, you know what? No. Absolutely not, says Moshe Feinstein. Don't do that. Don't go to the mikveh. It'll just cause confusion. And you know what? Maybe because she went to the mikveh, she won't go again. Or maybe they'll think that it's fine, and then they'll be together, and they'll violate Nida Derabanan. I say, he says, impregnate her during those days, even without going to the mikvah, and there's no concern, he says, whatsoever of Ben Anida, because a Ben Anida is created by an Isser Tashmish, about a relation together, which is not halakhically approved. But since this was okay, there's no Bia Asura, in that case, it is fine. That is Gris Moshe, and that is, I think, the most common halakhic idea that there is. And as we said, this is actually a solution for those who suffer from this thing called Akaut Hilchatit. I brought here a bunch of extra halachos in source 16, from the Encyclopedia Hilchatit Refuit by Harav Avraham Steinberg. It's a great, amazing book, halachic and medical issues that are brought there, and he brings there a lot of interesting things about IUI and IVF. So he says, can a woman take the sperm from a person that is not her husband? Can she do that? And if she does do that, is the child a mamzer, right? Because a mamzer is a person that goes with a woman that is not his woman, is a woman that is not his wife, neshetish. But here, there is no relation. So the machmir was, there is a machmir approach that say this is isul min ha-toirah, metam vel esh la-mitcha lo titen shchov t'cha le-zera, le-tumah ba, you can't give a different woman your sperm. It's not the relationship. It is the sperm that is given that is the problem. Ledatam ha'isu hu al etzem klitat hazera asu. A person is not the husband of his wife giving her his sperm. That is the problem. But say other poskim, Moshe Feinstein, leshitosoy, also regarding Ben Anida, no, because a mamzer and the iser is not impregnating. The iser is. Their isra is by having the relationship together, the bia asura. There is no bia asura, and because of that, he holds that he won't be a mamzer. Because of that, he holds that it's not okay to do so because it will cause a lot of problems. Who is the father? And he thinks that's morally and psychologically it's a not good idea. But if a woman does so the child will not be a mamzer because he wasn't conceived by a bia asura. It's clear, right? Well, Masalacha, if she did so without asking permission of the husband, so although the child will not be considered to be a mamzer, according to the poskim, because there's no bia asura, nevertheless, he brings in the footnote, this is a psalm of the Beis Din in Israel, if a woman was impregnated without telling her husband, and he didn't agree for it, so he says, Yesh lechayva lekebel get, metam overet al dat Moshe ve'yudit, ve'ibda ktubata. That woman that did so without consulting her husband, not telling him, so she she is chayav to accept a get, and she will lose her ksuba because she's what's called overt adat moshev yehudit. This is considered to be an immoral thing to do this thing without consulting her husband, and because of that, some even say that we even forced the husband to get rid of her, and she won't get a ksuba because she did something so immorally bad. So, just again to summarize what we just saw, this entire mahalach, basic chakira, is the mitzvah piyah via the maise or the tetzah, nafkamina with the goy, nafkamina with the mamzer, nafkamina with the nambatia, and nafkamina with IVF and IUI. We said that even though some hold that the mitzvah is by the tetzah, IUI is still okay. Since there is no bia asura, so in that case the child will not be according to the majority of poskim as ben hanida. And if she did it with somebody else, it's not the right thing to do. She should not do that. It's terrible. But the child will not be a mamzer because he wasn't conceived by a bias isur. Okay. Everything is clear? Any questions? Yeah. They think it's immorally, it causes a lot of halachic issues, moral issues, and so if you know the source, it might be okay, but he lists, that was the original case. He also said that if the husband doesn't know, that's where he grounds to force the husband to divorce his wife. They don't approve it. He brings out a long list of reasons, some halachic reasons. As we said, who is the brother? Who is this? Who is that? But also he says psychological reasons. He says this is hard for everyone. The father that is not involved, the person who is actually raising the child, he's not the biological father, the wife and her husband, how they actually relate to each other. It's a terrible, terrible situation, and he strongly advises against it. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes. Yeah. 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 Because I'll tell you what. I think the chiluk is pashut. In the case of Yibum, you can have a different solution. Chalitza. But here, in order for the husband to actually bring children to the world, that's the only way to do it. So although there is this concern, but still, this is the way, and this is a very important thing to do. So it's not to live a tala, it's a very important thing.
And nobody's saying that if you take the sperm of a goy, for the husband.
So it's also a problem. So he also lists it afterwards. He says, taking by a goy is also a big problem, although it does solve a certain issues of who is the child, because there's no yichus, but it's still, he defines a very.
Ma'asimichoar.
Who?
No one says.
Who will?
The husband.
Of course he won't. Okay. It's not his child, no.
Okay. I mean, he's bringing up the child.
So there is a famous Chochmah Shlomo that says that a father that adopts children, so maybe he's fulfilling the mitzvah, Priyovia. He says maybe about adopting, so it could be the same thing here, but it's Allah HaKlevai said we don't hold that way. Something else? Shkoyech, shkoyech, shkoyech. Next.